How about the kinds of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush against them?
There's one we got in on two down at the farm, and I can't remember the name of it.
It's a common kind, usually, too. A lot of people allergic to it. You think of this, like you'll see a lot of little campers coming back with some of camp.
Poison ivy, poison oak.
You ever heard of mercury?
Okay.
Can you tell me about berries that you eat with sugar and cream?
Strawberries, blackberries.
What other kind of berries besides these that you can eat?
Blueberries.
How about the kind of
berries?
Red berries, kind of with a rough surface. And familiar with this?
Raspberries.
Some berries that grow in the woods are not good to eat. If they could kill you, you say they are
poisonous.
All right. A tall bush with clusters of beautiful pink and white flowers.
Mountain?
Found in the mountains sometimes.
Mount Laurel.
Right. Okay. Much bigger ones with longer segments of stem. These grow further up the mountains.
Oh, the rhododendrons and the wild azaleas.
Okay. How about a large flowering tree with shiny leaves and big white flowers?
Magnolia.
Okay. Do you have many of these in your community?
We've got a great big one right in the front yard.
Okay. If a married woman doesn't want to make up her own mind, she says, I must ask
my husband.
All right. Any other names you've heard them refer to their husbands with?
Well, the better half or spouse.
All right. And a man would say, I must ask
my wife.
Okay. A woman who's lost her husband is called
a widow.
Okay. Now, you ever familiar with the term of any woman whose husband's just up and left her?
A grass widow.
How about the man whose son you are is called your
father.
All right. What did you call your father? You know, like affectionate terms.
Daddy.
Okay. And his wife is called your
mother.
What did you call your mother?
Mama.
What did others call her, perhaps?
The other children.
Yes, ma'am.
Mama.
Okay. Your father and mother together are called your
parents.
Okay. Your father's father is called your
grandparents.
Any more affectionate terms that other kids, you or the other kids might have used for your grandfather?
Papu.
Okay. His wife would be your
grandmother.
Do you have any other terms that you referred to her with?
May.
Okay. Our children, let's see, well, I say your sons and daughters are called your
children.
Right. It's a pet name for a child. You say he is a cute little
kid.
Okay. Something on wheels. You put a baby in, it can lie down.
A baby carriage.
Okay. Put the baby in the carriage and go out in blanket.
Sunny.
Or any other term you might use.
Walking.
Now, in talking about children's age, you might say, Sally is the
oldest
of my children, or a boy of 20 in comparison with brothers of 14 and 16 is the
eldest.
Right. Besides oldest, you might speak of them in terms of being
grown up.
Okay. Or, say, your children are your sons and
daughters.
Your children are boys and
girls.
Okay. If a woman is going to have a child, you say she's
pregnant.